Yeah, look, I was really happy how we played for three quarters. You know, it was outstanding and dropped away. But, you know, as a coach, you certainly want that fighting spirit, and we had that. We know this is our third game in 4 days and travel halfway across the country. And really showed there in the last quarter. We missed a lot of easy tip-ins, layups. We turned the ball over. Fatigue hit us without a question.
How tough is it? You're already hit by injuries and then to have a schedule like this.
It's the toughest I've been. I've been in the NBL for 10 years, and you know, you go through a period of time and you want to stay healthy, and then you have your three players out of your top eight and probably your three better defenders and rebounders and not available. It really stretches you, and guys are playing out of position, and you know, and we're bringing new guys in. We've got development guys coming in, so it's a real stretch at the moment. It's a adversity that you don't really want to go through all at once. You want to play one game in 2 weeks where you get healthy again. But what I've seen tonight, I was happy. We get the guys healthy again, and you know, we're still going to be a danger.
It's been a bit written about it, but are you feeling the pressure to make the playoffs? I guess 28 straight is quite an endearing record.
All. But the best thing about that is we can write our own ending, and you know, we're good enough. We've got championship players there that rise to the occasion. You know, we're hurt with injuries without a question. Our depth is being tested without a question. And our fatigue hit us tonight. We're going to be much better for it when we come through healthy at the other end, and you know, we'd be healthy at the right time of the year, and look out.
How successful you guys have been, I guess, is it your sort of mentality that as long as we're there, we're going to
Well, you have to be healthy at the right time of the year. You know, I think Damo went down a couple of years ago with the Achilles in the finals. A couple of years ago, Hawks got injured playing in the finals. So you've got to be healthy at the right time of the year. And you know, we've been hit pretty hard in a short span. And then again, Greg came back last night and hurt himself again. So, you know, that didn't help matters. So, look, it's something we've got to go through and make sure we come through stronger at the other end.
It looked like early on you were almost goading Scotty to shoot the ball going on the screens and things like that. I think he even shot an angle earlier. Was that by design? Was that the plan to get Scotty to shoot the ball from the corner?
It wasn't the plan to get him to shoot and make him. You pick your poison against him. You know, he's 17 shots. We're happy with for him shooting 17 shots a game. Takes the ball out of other people's hands. We just didn't do a good job in the last quarter.
What's the latest on 99?
I haven't got an update. Our medical staff are back home working him out now, so I can't. But it's still 6 weeks from when it happened. Yeah, good question. Probably not. We've got 7-8 guys who played with Matt for a number of years, so it's going to be an easier transition than someone new coming into a new system and finding out. Damo's played with Matt, you know, his whole career, so they could go away and not play together 5 years and still click when they get on the court. So that doesn't really concern me. Oh, without question. You know, he's our rock. He's one of the best defenders in the league, without question. He's tough, he rebounds, he's unselfish, and he can score in the post. And, you know, I don't think too many other teams would go well if you take three of their top players out.
How does it
mean, Damien? Yeah, but the sad thing or the disappointing thing from my perspective is when the physical fatigue took over, it took over the mental side of it as well, and it's one thing to have guys be a little bit more athletic or play a little bit at a faster pace, but the mental breakdowns in the fourth quarter is what was really disappointing. And when we started going away from our game plan at one end, then we started playing a little bit selfish at the offensive end. But for three quarters, I was happy with how we battled and were disciplined. But then in the fourth, we just wore down physically, and that showed with our mental decisions as well.
Three shots, so should he be shooting more, do you think?
Yeah, if I should be more aggressive, that's for sure. If we get more ball reversals and I've got the ball on my hands, I have no problem trying to create. In saying that, we started on fire. You know, Jermaine and DeAndre got it going pretty early. Jesse's, you know, continued to having some good games. But you're right, I've got to take pressure off our predominant scorers, whether it's knocking down the open shot or trying to create for those guys. So I'm disappointed with my offensive output tonight. I'll watch the video and hopefully I'll be better against New Zealand. Yeah, definitely. They've got all the tools for success. You got the right players firing at the, you know, the right time of year if they can stay injury free. You know, you look at their roster and they're just so disciplined that any guy can step up and be their best player on the night. I thought Scotty was, you know, was pretty special tonight, but Craig Torrey's killed us two games in a row now, and that's on us to adjust and not let him get going. I thought he was great again. But yeah, they've got five, six, seven guys that can come out and score, and they're a pretty structured defensive team as well, so they could definitely go on to win it.
Just on that,